Oké.
Okay. So we're on Chof Hey Amid Aleph. You see where it says Hagos Agra? You see where there's like a sort of a ornate line on top of the Hagos Agra? So if you go across there, Amar of Yehuda, in the middle of that line, Safik Tzoa Asura Safik Meiraglayim Mutarim. See that? Mm-hmm. No?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so do that Gemara up until it's, let me see how many lines it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Up until the second word on that seventh line, Lo Gozer. Stop. See that?
Yep.
Okay, stop. Then I'd like you to see a Gemara that we've done already before. It's on Chav Beis Amid Beis. One, two, three, four, five lines from the bottom. Tanya Idach. This is the second word on the line. Tanya Idach Ha'yomid B'Tfila. See that? Do that up until the two dots. To'eva. See that? Next to the last line. To'eva. And then do the Piskei HaRosh. Paragimel. Simen. Chaf Gimel, I'm sorry, Chaf Beis, the second column on Daf Yud Gimel is Daf Yud Gimel and the Piskei Rav, four lines down the middle line, Nira Lari, see that?
Left side.
Do that up until the two. Yes, from left side. Do that up to the two dots. That end.
Shom Sola.
Right. Okay. Then I have the handout for you. The what I have for you is, which I thought was pretty good. I mean, I always have trouble scanning this stuff, but I thought it was pretty good. On the left hand side, the scanned one, all the way on the bottom of the, there's two columns. So all the way on the bottom of the first column, Hoel v'chota ein tfilas of tfilah. You see who says that?
Uh-huh.
The last. So that goes klomar hoel and goes up to the top and just go up until the end of that paragraph. See, that paragraph ends about seven, eight lines down?
Yep.
Hiva up, right. Okay. And then I have the Rambam for you in Hilchos tfilah. Halacha Aleph, and then I go to Halacha Ches after the ellipsis, or whatever that's called. Halacha Ches and Halacha Tes. Basically, the topic that these sources focus on is how careful do you have to be in Kriya Shema and in Tefillah about, if you're not, about checking to make sure that there's no tzoa or mei reglayim in the vicinity when you begin davening or say Kriya Shema, and what happens if you realize in the middle of your davening that there is tzoa? What do you do then? And is the tefillah that you did considered a tefillah or not considered a tefillah? And that's the topic. And, it has to do with these two Gemaras. The first Gemara talks about the halacha of Safek Tzoa. Next, then the previous Gemara has to do with talks about we actually found Tzoa. And the question is, and it says a certain halacha, the question is, what are the circumstances that the halacha is that way? Okay? So.